Officials with the U.S. Department of Education released the results of a test that's become known as the nation's report card. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP, is an exam given to a sampling of 4th and 8th grade students in every state to determine how schools across the country are doing. And this year, Nevada had some interesting results. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke to Brett Barley, Nevada's Deputy Superintendent for Student Achievement.
What were the results of the latest test?
When we look at the results in the 2017 administration of NAEP, I think there are two kind of real clear highlights. The first is that Nevada still has a long way to go to ensuring that all students are achieving at the level that we know that they're capable of. But second is that there's some really good news in this year's administration of the NAEP for Hispanic and Black students in particular. A couple of those highlights are Hispanic fourth graders improved their scores by 3 percentage points since the previous administration. Hispanic eighth graders improved their scores by 3 points in reading since the previous administration. Eighth grade Hispanic students improved by 2 points in math, and Black fourth graders improved by 6 percentage points since the 2015 administration. And so we are seeing some growth across some of our student populations that we have been trying to raise student achievement levels on through a whole bunch of investments that the legislature and the governor have made over the previous several legislative sessions.
But overall, is Nevada continuing to lag behind in the rest of the country? And how do these scores mesh with the Department of Ed's commitment to making Nevada the fastest improving state in the nation?
So the scores across the country were flat this year. That was not a unique attribute of Nevada's results. But even with those flat scores across the country, we can see that our fourth grade proficiency rate in reading is up 2 points. Our eighth grade proficiency in reading is up a point. And our eighth grade proficiency in math is up a point. And so we're moving in the right direction. While the country as a whole is generally standing still, we're advancing and moving forward. We, of course, want to get better as quickly as we can, but I wouldn't discredit the movement and the growth that Nevada is seeing because it wasn't at a rate that is going to really raise your eyebrows.
So what's the takeaway? How do we use this data to continue to improve schools here in the state?
So as we've been thinking about our school improvement strategies and our 5-year strategic plan, Every Student Succeeds Act plan, we've been coming to this work with a really consistent message. And that's we want to help districts do thoughtful, long-term school improvement planning that's really focused on making sure that teachers have the support that they need to get better, that they're using high-quality content, and that we're making sure that kids can come to school ready to learn. We've been making investments aligned with those goals and our Every Student Succeeds Act goals of improving the lowest-performing schools. Making data-informed instructional decisions in classrooms, and preparing and developing great school leaders. We think that that's the recipe for moving schools forward.
Brett Barley is the Deputy Superintendent for Student Achievement at the Nevada Department of Education. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Paul Boger.